In your tafsir class, you mentioned that if all the people in America, all the Muslims, were to start practicing Sharia, this would potentially end the Palestinian
Not
genocide.
potentially, definitely end. No
Definitely end.
potentially.
This would definitely
Right.
end the Palestinian genocide, even without lifting a single weapon. And this fascinated me, and I didn't understand it really. I wanted to ask you, could you give more details about what you meant by that?
Okay, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Some of the people in the past, they when you study the book by the Mukhtasar of the Adab of the people of the Quran, Ahlul Quran, Akhlaq al Ahlul Quran, they make a statement. They say that if just the people of the Quran, meaning the people who are memorizing and reciting the Quran amongst the Huffaz, were to act right, the whole rest of the Ummah would act right. You know, if we would just apply the deen. And when we look at that, we think that's an extreme thing. And then Albani said it when I was younger. I was studying with Albani one night, and I was in the Bronx. And I was, you know, back those we used to call in and listen to the call, listen. And he was saying the same type of thing. And I was like, and you know, I thought he was more pragmatic, realistic. And now you're saying this type of thing like that. That doesn't make sense to me. But it's true. The more knowledge you get, you realize. What do we have to do? How is this thing happening in Philistine, where these people are killing and doing all these things? It's all based on money. It's all based on the concept of giving them authority and not acknowledging the authority of the Sharia in our lives over theirs. You know, if you don't give them authority, you ignore their silliness and their claims, you know, and their lies. But when you give them authority, then they do what they want to do, and then they put you in a box, and now you can't act. Well, if the Muslims in the United States, just the Muslims in the United States, refuse to do riba, took their wealth out of the banks, and made their own trading system, their own self. If the Muslims in the United States, like you hear some of the people talking about, oh, they wouldn't let my child into school because they wouldn't get vaccinated. Well, don't send your child to school then. Why you have to send them to their system when you see what they're doing? I hate they brought these LGBTQ people to my classroom and not my child's classroom, and he was exposed. Well, why did you send your child there? If the Muslims would just refuse to play the game, there would be no money for any of these things because their system would instantly crumble, immediately crumble, because it's all based upon your perception that you have to participate, and in participating, play by their rules. Whole of it, right there, as simple as that. So all we had to do is in our personal lives, practice Islam. That's it. You don't have to go past anyone else. There's no conspiracy, nothing. Just me and mines. We're not participating. Okay? We're not buying none of your crap. We're not dealing with your bank the way you have your money. We're not doing any of those things. They would fall down in a second. But people are amazed. And by the word amazed, I mean by that under a magic spell. Okay? They have literally, because Allah's Messenger told us that in language, in some speech, there is magic. These people are under spell of what they've heard and what they've been told.